Simon and Schuster Audio presents R.L. Stine's Ghosts of Fear Street, Halloween, Bugsby.
Trick or treat, trick or treat. Oh, hello, I'm R.L. Stine. I'm just getting ready for my favorite holiday, Halloween. Greg Dreamer used to like Halloween, too. But after you hear this story of the most skin-prickling, bone-chilling Halloween ever, you'll understand why Greg says, Halloween bugs me.
Some kids are lucky. Some aren't. My name is Greg Dreamer. I'm smart, I'm a good athlete, and I'm a great drummer. But I'm not lucky. Don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining. Well, okay, maybe I am complaining. But why can't I be lucky? That's what I was thinking as I walked home from school that afternoon and spotted Derek Boyd across the street. Derek Boyd is the luckiest kid in the entire 7th grade. No, make that the luckiest kid in the entire Shadyside Middle School. Derek is always trying to prove he's better than me. He and I are always competing. I have blonde hair, but Derek's hair is blonder. I have blue eyes, but Derek's eyes are bluer. I'm tall for my age and strong, but Derek is taller and stronger, and he doesn't let me forget it. Derek likes to compete. Derek likes to win. And he always does. Always. If I were lucky, I could beat him. I know I could. That's what I was thinking when Derek walked over to me and burped in my ear, real loudly. Then he punched me in the arm, really hard.
Can you beat that, Dreamer? Come on, I dare you. Try.
Derek punched me again. I glared at him. It was my, I mean, business look. I took a deep breath. I gulped down some air. I got ready to belch out the loudest belch I could. This one would roar. I could feel it. I opened my mouth. Then someone tapped me on the back. Broke my concentration. I let out my burp, but it didn't quite roar. I turned to see my friend Olivia.
Got the hiccups again, Greg?
Derek clapped me on the back.
Hiccups. Good one. Better luck next time.
Better luck next time. Yeah, right. Liv. That's short for Olivia. Liv and I watched Derek strut across the street. Liv could see that I was steamed. She tried to change the subject.
So, what are you going to be tonight?
It was Halloween, and I knew exactly what I was going to be, but I wasn't telling. I didn't want Derek to find out. I didn't even want to give him a hint. This Halloween, I was finally going to beat Derek. This Halloween, my costume was definitely going to be better than his.
I'm not sure what I'm going to be. How about you, Liv?
My costume this year is totally great. I'm going as a mummy.
Didn't you, go as a mummy last year?
Yeah, that's what's so great about it. My costume is still in perfect condition. I don't have to waste time making a new one.
Liv is very into being practical.
So come on, Greg. Tell me what you're dressing up as.
No way. You'll just have to wait and see. Just like everybody else. Just like Derek.
All this competing with Derek is crazy. Why do you do it?
Because I have to beat Derek at something. I have to. Just once, I have to win. Liv's house is on the same block as mine. The whole way home, she went on and on about how stupid it was to compete.
It's stupid and crazy and sick. Just stupid and crazy and sick. Stupid and crazy and... Uh-oh.
Huh?
Uh-oh, here comes Muffin.
Oh, great. Muffin is Mrs. O'Connor's dog. My dad says Mrs. O'Connor is a nut. I don't know about that, but Muffin is definitely crazy. He's just a little Scottish terrier, but I think he believes he's a Doberman. The dog charged down the block, heading straight for us. Come on, Liv. We started to run. The dumb dog chased us all the way to my front yard. Liv and I leaped over my gate. We ran inside the house. I slammed the door behind us. Mom called out from the kitchen.
Greg, is that you?
She stepped into the hall.
Greg, go up and clean your room.
I'll clean it later, Mom. I want to show Liv something first.
Greg, your room has to be cleaned before dinner. Otherwise, no trick-or-treating tonight.
Okay, okay. Come on, Liv.
Our cat followed us right into my bedroom. It was supposed to be my cat, my birthday present. But my parents took my little sister Rena to the pet store with them. She got to pick out the cat and name it. Let me tell you something. A 12-year-old guy should not have a sweet, small, white, fluffy cat. Especially not a cat named Princess. It's very embarrassing. Liv bent down to pet Princess.
Boy, Princess really grew.
Yeah, but she's not as big as Derek's cat.
Liv stood up and pointed a finger at me.
Greg, this dumb competition has got to end. It doesn't matter who has a bigger cat.
It does matter. Derek always wins. But that's going to change. It's going to change today.
Today? Why today?
Because today is Halloween, and I'm going to show Derek this year who is best.
And how are you going to do that?
Simple. I have a plan.
I called to Liv from inside my closet.
Are you ready?
I've been ready for the last 10 minutes. What are you doing in there?
You'll see. Just give me a few more seconds. It's all part of my plan.
Then I leaped out of the closet.
Ah! Wow! That's a great costume! Ugh, it's so hairy.
I know, isn't it awesome?
I studied my costume in the mirror. My totally gruesome werewolf costume. It was very hairy. In some spots, the fur was matted down and sticky with a mixture of maple syrup and vegetable oil. Dead bugs nested in the fur. Flies, worms, even a big hairy spider. I must have spent about 2 hours gluing them all in place. They were fake, but they looked pretty real. I worked hard on that costume. I made it look really gross. Liv couldn't stop staring at it.
It's a great costume, Greg. It really is.
I took off the mask and smiled.
I know. Derek is going to have to go pretty far to beat this. He's going to need more than a costume to beat me tonight. He's going to need a miracle.
Liv got up from my bed and headed for the door.
Hey, Liv, where are you going? I'm not finished telling you the rest of my plan.
Liv stopped in the doorway.
I'm going home. I think I've heard enough.
Wait a second, look.
I reached into my closet and pulled out a huge orange plastic trick-or-treat bag.
Can you believe the size of this thing, Liv?
It's ridiculous, Greg. It's as big as a suitcase.
I know. And tonight, I'm going to fill it completely. I'm going to get twice as much candy as Derek.
Liv started down the steps.
Tonight is the night, Liv. Tonight, I'm going to beat Derek. I'll have the best costume and the most candy.
After dinner, I cleaned my room. Well, sort of. Then went out to meet Liv. In the light of the full moon, she was easy to spot. She was the only mummy wearing short-sleeve bandages. She looked pretty funny.
Nice sleeves, mummy.
Yeah, I forgot to check them. I guess my arms must have grown.
I scanned the street, searching for Derek. Our block looked totally creepy tonight. Jack-o'-lanterns sat on almost every porch. Flickering candles inside them lit up their eerie grins and cast an orange glow over the houses. A chilly wind began to blow. It howled through the trees. Leaves swirled at our feet. I heard the distant laughter of some kids on the corner, but there was no sign of Derek. We walked toward Mrs. O'Connor's house. Liv stopped and tugged on her bandages.
You look great, really. Come on, I want to find Derek. I can't wait to show him my costume. I can't wait to see his face.
We walked some more. I heard rustling behind the tall bushes that lined the street. I stopped and glanced around. No one there. We took a few more steps. This time, Liv heard the rustling too. Our eyes darted to the shrubs. We saw them quiver in the moonlight. Liv grabbed my arm.
Is someone following us?
I think so. Walk faster.
We broke into a jog and heard footsteps. We started to run. The footsteps grew louder, closer. The bushes to my left quaked, and a dark creature sprang out from them.
A werewolf! A real werewolf!
The werewolf leaped through the air and landed hard against my chest. Even through my mask, I could smell its damp animal smell. With its chest right next to mine, it wrapped its heavy arms around me, locking my arms close to my sides.
No!
Then the werewolf started to...
Oh!
laugh. I knew that laugh. That's right. It was Derek in a werewolf costume as gross as mine. No, it was grosser. The eyes on his mask glowed, and the fur was thicker. And it even smelled like wolf fur. The fake drool was really disgusting, and the costume had two heads. Two hideous heads. Derek took off one of the heads.
You can scream pretty loud, Dreamer, when you're scared to death.
Derek ran his paw over my fur.
Not a bad costume. Like the bugs. Nice touch. But I win, and now it's time for me to collect more candy than you. See ya.
No way. I'm the one who's going to collect the most candy. Look at this. There's no way I can lose with this. I held up my giant trick-or-treat bag. Derek stopped. His eyes opened wide.
Whoa, that's a big bag. But not as big as mine.
Derek held up his trick-or-treat bag. It was enormous. Twice the size of my bag. My eyes narrowed. I'll fill my bag up and another.
Dream on, Dreamer. I'm going to win because I always do.
Liv's head was shifting back and forth between me and Derek, like she was watching a tennis match.
Greg, Derek, stop it. Stop it right now. This is sick. Who cares about stupid Halloween candy? Who cares about winning?
Derek took off down the street. I tugged on Liv's bandages, dragging her in the opposite direction from Derek. Come on, Liv. We can't waste any time. I charged blindly up to house after house. Trick or treat, I yelled as soon as anybody opened their door. The second they dropped the candy in my bag, I was off, racing to the next house. Liv was trying to keep up.
Hey, Greg, slow down!
We can't slow down, Liv. We need more candy. Lots more candy.
I raced through the streets. I think I rang nearly every doorbell in Shadyside. I collected candy, a lot of candy, but it wasn't enough. When I glanced inside my bag, it was only half full. I ran ahead and turned down the next block.
Hurry up, Liv. We need more.
Greg, stop.
What's the matter?
Are you crazy? We can't trick-or-treat on this street.
Why not?
Why not? You've totally lost it, Greg. Didn't you even notice where we are? We cannot trick-or-treat here. This is Fear Street.
Liv pointed to the street sign. Fear Street. I shivered in the cool October air. Liv and I never walked down Fear Street. Never. Too many weird things happen on this street. At least, that's what I've heard. Maybe we shouldn't trick-or-treat on Fear Street. No, we should. We definitely should.
Liv, we have to trick-or-treat on Fear Street. Come on, it's perfect. Derek will never even think of trick-or-treating here. We'll clean up. We'll definitely get more candy than he will.
No way, Greg. No way.
Please, Liv, just walk down the street with me. Please? We won't go to all the houses, just a few. Nothing will happen to us. You'll see.
Oh, all right.
I guided Liv down Fear Street. I walked slowly because it was really dark here. The street lights are always out on Fear Street. We stopped in front of a house at the end of Fear Street. A three-story house. A mansion. Really? I counted the windows. 24 windows. All totally dark. Not a glimmer of light peeked through. No lamp glow. No flicker from a TV or fireplace. I started up the dark path.
Where are you going, Greg? Nobody's home.
Somebody might be home. It's a big house. Maybe they're in the back.
Liv and I stepped up on the front porch. The old wood creaked under our weight. We stopped. Liv looped her loose bandages into a knot around her fingers.
Are you sure you want to do this?
I glanced up at the house. I wasn't sure, but I had to get more candy than Derek.
We'll ring the bell, get our candy, and leave. Fast, I promise.
We waited for someone to answer. Liv started to tug me down the steps.
I told you, nobody's home. Let's go.
Then, we heard the squeaky doorknob turn.
Hello? Suddenly, a green, scaly hand grabbed my wrist and pulled me toward the door. Hey, help! Let me go!
Let him go!
I tried to jerk free, but the hand held on tightly. Liv smacked the hand hard.
Ah!
We heard a cry inside. Then the hand released me, and the door swung open. A boy stood in the doorway.
Sorry.
The kid held a fake monster claw in his hand. He waved it at us.
I was just trying to have some fun. It's Halloween, you know. My name's Ricky.
Suddenly, a bony hand with gold bracelets jangling from the wrist clamped down on Ricky's shoulder and pulled him inside.
Do we have visitors, Ricky?
I stared into the speckled gray eyes of an old woman. She wore a black velvet shirt and a long skirt. She was short and thin. Her gray hair hung in wisps around her face. Her skin was lined with deep, deep wrinkles.
Trick or treat?
We'll see. We'll see. Come in.
I am not going in there.
Come on. We'll go in for a second. We'll just get our candy and leave. Liv rolled her eyes, but she followed me through the door. We stepped inside. We stood in a large living room. It was glowing with hundreds of flickering candles. There were candles and clocks everywhere. My eyes darted to the windows. They were draped with heavy black curtains that blocked out all the light. No wonder the house seemed deserted from outside. Ricky went and sat on a shredded couch. He sat and stared at us. Just stared. Liv's teeth were chattering.
Let's get out of here.
Okay. As soon as she gives us our candy. Crystals were grouped around every candle. Pink and purple crystals glowing in the candlelight. But the creepiest thing of all were the clocks. Clocks on the tables, clocks on the bookcases, clocks on the walls. All ticking, ticking, ticking. So many clocks. I turned to the old woman.
I'm kind of in a hurry. See, I'm trying to get more candy than a friend of mine.
I think I can help you.
She snatched my trick-or-treat bag from me.
Hey, where are you going with that?
But she left the room without a word. Liv tugged on my sleeve.
Greg, look!
Two large, glowing eyes peered at us. I stared into those glowing yellow eyes.
Calm down, Liv. It's just an owl. An owl sitting on top of a grandfather clock.
I thought owls were supposed to be smart. Well, this one must be pretty stupid to hang around here.
It's dumber than you think, Liv. It's, stuffed.
Greg, I want to go now.
So did I, to be honest. Not only did the house give me the creeps, I was also starting to sweat inside my werewolf costume.
Okay, if the old lady doesn't come back in a minute, we'll...
Shh! Do you hear that?
I listened. I heard chanting, low chanting, coming from another room. I listened closely. It was the weird old woman's voice, but I couldn't make out the words. She was speaking in a language I'd never heard before. I stepped over to an antique table and picked up an old leather book that was resting there.
Whoa, check it out, Liv.
In worn gold lettering, it said, magic.
That's it. I am out of here.
Liv headed for the door. I was right on her heels. Suddenly, the old lady stood in front of us, between us and the door.
Oh, going so soon. You can't leave without this.
She handed me a big orange cloth bag with a jack-o'-lantern stitched on the front.
Hey, this isn't my bag. This is a different bag.
I glanced inside. My candy! I'd swear some of it was missing. The pile definitely looked smaller than before.
Hey, what'd you do with my bag? And my candy? I want my bag.
Take this one. Take it! And don't worry about it. You'll have more candy than your friend. Then you'll come back and thank me. Won't you?
A small smile spread across his lips, and every clock in the house began to gong. Liv covered her ears. I took the bag, but I was never coming back, I can tell you that. The old woman opened the door. We ran out and sprinted down the steps. Liv raced down Fear Street.
Wait up!
We can't go home yet. That old lady stole my candy. We have to collect more, otherwise I won't win.
It's too late, Greg. It's 10 o'clock. It's too late for trick-or-treating.
Liv was right. It was too late. Liv and I walked slowly to my house. There was Derek, pacing back and forth on my porch. I plodded up the front steps. Derek smirked at me.
Okay, Dreamer, it's time to crown the trick-or-treat champ.
Yeah, yeah. We headed inside. I might as well give up. Face it, Greg, you're just not lucky. Up in my bedroom, Derek lifted his bag high over my bed. He tilted it slowly, and a mountain of candy spilled out. He grinned at me.
Your turn.
I gripped the bottom of my bag. I turned it over, I spilled it out, and candy! Tons of candy streaming out of my bag! Snickers bars, candy corn, Milky Ways, M&Ms, bubblegum, lollipops, Tootsie Rolls, Reese's Pieces, at least 10 of each kind! Tons and tons of candy, but much more than Derek. Liv stared in amazement at the mountain of treats on the floor.
Greg, you said your bag was practically empty.
It was. Derek glared at me in disbelief.
I lost?
I whacked Derek on the back.
I won. I did it, I won. I told you I'd beat you.
Derek crumpled his trick-or-treat bag into a tight ball. He threw it on the floor. He stormed out of my room. We heard his footsteps pound down the stairs.
Liv! I won, I won, I won! I finally won!
Liv sifted her hands through the huge pile.
Greg, how did you get so much candy? I just don't get it. Where did all that candy come from?
She took the trick-or-treat bag from me and stared inside. She turned the bag over and over in her hands. She examined it from every angle. Then she slowly looked up.
The bag must be magic, Greg. There's no other explanation.
I took a deep breath. I picked up a Snickers bar and tossed it into the trick-or-treat bag. I held the bag closed for a few seconds. Then I opened it and peeked inside.
Wow. 10. There are 10 Snickers bars in here.
I spilled them out for Liv to see. Liv's eyes practically popped out of her head. We both stared at the bag.
Unbelievable.
Liv unwrapped one of the candy bars and took a bite. Then she wrinkled her nose.
Ugh, this candy stinks. And it tastes funny, too.
I sat down on my bed. I studied the bag.
That old lady must have put some kind of a spell on it. This is so cool. Let's try something else.
I grabbed a baseball and tossed it into the bag. I closed the bag, waited a few seconds, then turned it over. 10 baseballs came rolling out. Then I threw in my limited edition Superman comic. 10 comics came out. 10!
Liv, I have 10 limited edition Superman comics.
Greg, you're going to be rich.
I know, these comics are worth a fortune.
That's not what I mean.
Liv dug into her pocket and came up with a $10 bill.
Put it in the bag. Let's see if it works.
I placed the $10 bill in the bag. We waited a few seconds, then I slowly opened the bag. A big grin came across Liv's face.
Division Street Mall.
I returned her grin.
Tomorrow, we shop.
The next morning, I got up early and raced over to Liv's. We hurried to the Division Street Mall.
I can't wait. I want to go to Music World first.
So, that's where we headed. And wouldn't you know it, the first person we bumped into was Derek. But this time, I wasn't worried.
Hey, Derek, I bet I can buy more CDs than you.
Liv rolled her eyes.
Forget about betting, Greg. You already won last night. Don't start acting stupid again.
Derek laughed.
Too late. Greg's already stupid. He forgot that I always have more money than he does. Always.
Derek reached into his wallet and took out 2 20s and a 10. $50. He fanned it out in front of my face.
Beat that, Dreamer.
I reached into my windbreaker pocket and waved my money in front of him. The $200 I made last night. Derek's mouth dropped open.
This isn't over, Dreamer.
Then he stomped out of the store.
What a sore loser.
Liv tugged me over to the CD rack.
Come on already.
We picked out 15 CDs. The store was crowded, so it took a while to pay for them. But I didn't care. I was rich. Nothing could spoil my mood. But when we got to the front, the guy behind the counter wouldn't take my money. He said it was counterfeit.
Counterfeit? No way. That's impossible.
I looked behind me. There was a long line of people waiting to pay, but now they were all staring at me. The guy behind the counter threatened to call the manager if I didn't get out of the store. Liv stepped up to the counter.
Sorry. My friend? He's a real joker. No harm done. See ya.
Liv grabbed my arm.
Come on.
We left the mall as quickly as we could.
I don't believe that. This is all your fault.
My fault? You were the one who wanted to put the money in the bag in the first place. How is it my fault?
Because I told you something was wrong with that candy. I told you it didn't taste right. And now something's wrong with the money, too.
Well, that's not my fault. It's the bag's fault. How was I supposed to know it didn't make perfect copies? How was I supposed to know the copies were a little off?
We argued about whose fault it was all the way to my house. We argued about it all the way up to my room. We were still arguing about it as we walked through my bedroom doorway. Then we stopped arguing about it when we saw my little sister Raina in my room, sitting on my bed with the trick-or-treat bag in her lap. She was reaching inside it with something in her hand.
Don't, Raina! Don't put Princess in the bag!
I dove for the bag. Too late. Princess was completely inside it. The bag leaped around on the floor. It jerked wildly from side to side. Snarls and hisses filled the air. I pounced on the bag. It jerked and twitched for a second, then it stopped. My heart pounded as I sat up and let go. Princess scrambled out, followed by another princess, and another princess, and another, and another, and another.
Oh no!
10 white cats filled my room, crawling all over my furniture. I whirled around and saw 2 cats crawl back into the bag. The bag jerked and hopped across the room. It was totally out of control. The second I wrestled it to the ground, 20 more cats scrambled out.
Oh no! 30 cats!
Cats everywhere. Cats creeping on my desk, stretching on my bed, tiptoeing along my bookshelves, padding across my drum set. Every inch of carpet covered with cats. So many they couldn't walk without bumping into each other. They swarmed around my ankles. I tried to move away, but I couldn't. There was no place to go without stepping on a cat.
Liv, don't just stand there. Help me get them.
Liv and I ran around the room trying to gather up the cats. I scooped one up, and it let out a long, menacing hiss. Liv screamed as another cat sank its teeth into her ankle.
Ow!
I picked up a third cat.
Nice kitty. Nice princess.
The cat gave a long, throaty purr, then swiped its claws across my cheek.
Ow!
I dropped the cat and ran my hand over my cheek. Blood. There was blood trickling from my raw skin. Raina darted out of the room as 2 hissing cats moved in on her.
Liv, there's something wrong with these cats. They're vicious. It's the bag's fault. They're not like Princess. The bag changed them. We have to get rid of them.
Liv yanked a cat off her leg and looked at me with narrowed eyes.
Hey, I have an idea. But you're not gonna like it.
Muffin was lying on the sidewalk in front of Mrs. O'Connor's house. The second he caught sight of us, the dumb dog let out a growl. His lip curled back to bare his teeth. Muffin was little, but he was mean.
Liv, I don't like this.
Greg, dogs chase cats, right? If you've got a better plan, let's hear it.
I shrugged my shoulders.
Okay, let's do it.
Liv marched up to Muffin. He locked his eyes on her, watching her, waiting to see what she was up to. I tiptoed up behind him and threw the trick-or-treat bag over him. Inside the bag, Muffin was going crazy, barking and growling.
Got him. Let's go.
Liv helped me scoop the bag up. I held it closed, but it wasn't easy. Muffin struggled like a maniac. We finally reached my bedroom. I slammed the door shut behind us. We dropped the bag on the floor, and 10 wild muffins burst out of the bag. The dogs eyed the cats in threatening silence. The cats returned their challenge. Their fur bristled. They arched their backs.
I hope this works, Liv.
It's gotta work, Greg. It's just gotta.
The dogs curled back their lips. They bared their fangs. They opened their jaws and... quack! The dogs waddled around the room, quacking like ducks.
Oh, no. This is horrible. The bag, it messed up again. It made duck dogs.
The cat snarled and spat at the quacking terrier. My room seethed with animals. Hissing cats wove between my feet. Quacking dogs surged around my ankles. There were so many of them, I couldn't even see my rug anymore. I started to feel dizzy. So many animals in such a small space. Then the cats leaped at the dogs. With claws bared, they tore after them. Quacking and yelping, the dogs ran for the door. The cats followed the dogs down the steps, dragging me with them. I saw my mom at the bottom of the steps.
Watch out, Mom!
My mother leaped back as I lunged for the front door. I opened it, and the cats chased the dogs right out of the house. Mom's hand fluttered up to her lips as she watched the fleeing animals. Then she got the look. That look.
Greg, what are you doing?
Just cleaning my room, Mom.
Liv and I tore out of the house before Mom could say another word. We didn't stop running until we reached the park on the other side of town. We leaned back against a tree to rest. I closed my eyes and pictured my room filled with hissing cats and quacking dogs.
Wow, Liv, that was really terrible.
Then I thought of something even more terrible.
Oh, no. Princess, the real princess. She must have run out with all the other cats. I wonder where she is.
Don't worry, Greg. I'm sure she'll find her way back home. But we do have to worry about that stupid trick-or-treat bag. We have to get rid of it, Greg. It's way too dangerous to have hanging around.
I know, but I'm glad I had it. It helped me beat Derek.
Suddenly, Derek stepped out from behind the tree.
The competition isn't over, Dreamer.
I jumped to my feet.
Derek, how long were you there? Were you spying on us?
Spying on you? Oh, please, I've got better things to do, Dreamer.
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. Like hanging out in my uncle's brand new candy store. Now I have so much more candy than you, it isn't even funny. And guess what else? Look what my grandmother gave me.
Derek shoved a thick stack of money in my face.
$500 for my birthday today. Now I have more money than you, too. Ha! I beat you. I beat you after all.
No, you haven't. I can have $1,000 by tomorrow.
Liv jumped up from her resting spot under the tree.
Greg!
Just come to my house, Derek, and you'll see.
Yeah, right.
Afraid you'll lose the bet?
Ha! No chance. I'll see you tomorrow, loser.
Yeah, you're the loser, loser.
I strode out of the park. I was going home. Home for the trick-or-treat bag. Liv ran after me.
Greg, wait. I know what you're up to. You can't use that bag again. It's too dangerous.
I have to use it. Just one more time. I have to beat Derek.
But the money it makes is no good. It's counterfeit.
It looked real enough to fool us. It will fool Derek, too. That's all I need.
I opened the door to my bedroom. The bag wasn't on the floor where I left it. In fact, I didn't see it anywhere. My heart began to pound. I searched frantically around the room.
Where is that bag? I need $1,000 by tomorrow. I need it to beat Derek.
I spun in a circle, looking everywhere, but the bag was gone. Then I noticed something else. My books were back on the shelves. My homework sat neatly on my desk. The bed was made, but there was no sign of the bag. I crawled under my bed and started throwing shoes out from under it. I yanked open my dresser drawers, flinging my clothes across the room. I scattered the papers on my desk. I couldn't find it anywhere. I tore open the closet door and started pulling clothes off the hangers. I turned to see Mom standing at my door. She had the look again. That look.
Greg, what are you doing in here? I just cleaned up your room. Now look what you've done. Greg, I'm starting to lose patience with you. My reading group is going to be here any minute, so clean this place right now.
She turned to leave.
Mom, wait!
She stopped in the doorway and raised her eyebrows.
Did you see a big trick-or-treat bag with orange handles and a jack-o'-lantern on the front?
Yes, I did.
Great. What'd you do with it?
I tossed all your trash into it.
You put stuff in the bag?
Yes, that's what I said. I tossed all your trash into it, and then I threw the bag out.
You threw the bag out?
I told you to clean your room, Greg. I shouldn't have to do it for you.
Mom turned and went down the stairs. I turned to Liv. Then I remembered.
Oh no, Liv. Today's garbage day.
I sat down on my bed and put my head in my hands.
I'm going to lose the bet with Derek. I'm a loser. That's what I am. A big loser.
And then I thought of something. Something really gross. I knew where the bag was, and I knew what I had to do. The dump was way out at the north edge of Shadyside. Behind a tall wire fence, mountains and mountains of garbage. Some were piled way higher than my house. A whole flock of birds circled over our heads. Some were picking at the garbage. I don't know how they could stand the smell.
Ew, what a stink.
Liv pulled her shirt collar up over her nose.
I am not going in there.
I pulled her through a hole in the fence. We walked around the tall piles of trash. They smelled worse than rotten eggs. Worse than sour milk. Worse than skunk. Worse than all three put together. I almost gagged on the horrible stench, but I held my nose and pressed on. I had to find that bag. I turned in a circle and gazed at the mounds and mounds of garbage. It would take forever to search through it all. Liv pointed to a small hill of trash a few feet ahead of us.
Hey, what's that?
From the top, two orange handles peeked up, just like the handles on my trick-or-treat bag. Yes! Liv, you're a genius. You found it. I started to climb up the garbage hill. My foot sank in, up to my ankle. I could feel my sneaker and sock turn wet. Wet and slimy. I didn't stop to think about it or look. I had to keep going. I climbed and climbed until I reached the bag. I grabbed the bag, waved it in the air for Liv to see.
I got it! Whoa!
I lost my balance and toppled down the other side of the garbage hill. I rolled head over heels all the way to the bottom. I landed in a deep pit of blackish, brownish slime. Liv ran around the mountain of the garbage to help.
Greg! Are you okay? Ew, that's disgusting.
I was covered in the oily ooze. My clothes, my face, my hair. Drops of it clung to my eyelashes. I tried to stand up. My sneakers slid in the oily muck. My feet flew out from under me. I landed on my back with a sickening splat, soaked in the sludge. I reached out my hand for Liv to grab.
Liv, I can't get up. Help me.
You're filthy and you stink. I am not touching you.
Liv!
Okay, okay. Gross.
Liv and I sneaked in through the back door so Mom wouldn't see me. I hoped they wouldn't smell me either. I dropped the bag on my bedroom floor. Then I headed into the bathroom to wash up and change my clothes. Liv cried out from my bedroom.
Greg! Come quick! Come back here!
I ran out of the bathroom and stopped in my doorway. Liv was standing on my bed, pointing to the floor.
The bag! There's something in it!
The bag bulged. It twisted and curled up on the floor. Then it uncurled and thrashed. It seemed to inflate, growing fuller and fuller. Liv grabbed a pillow and hid behind it, peeking out over the top.
What do you think is in there?
I don't know. It felt empty when I carried it home, but whatever it is, it's multiplying. I carefully lifted up one of the handles of the bag and peeked inside. Ugh! Cockroaches! Thousands of cockroaches swarmed out of the bag. They surged into my room. They moved across the floor in waves, a brown sea of disgusting cockroaches. Within seconds, the floor, the walls, the ceiling were alive with scurrying roaches. The roaches crawled up my bed, along my blanket, and up Liv's legs. She jumped up and down on the mattress.
Get them off me!
Roaches crawled up my pants. They crawled up my arms. I swiped them away, swiped madly, but they kept coming, and they started to bite. Ow! Ow! Ouch! Liv was slapping at her arms and legs.
Yow! Roaches aren't supposed to bite. It's the bag's fault. The copies it makes are evil, Greg.
And that's when the roaches started to fly. The roaches didn't just fly. They dive-bombed us. They swooped down from the ceiling and zoomed at our faces. The room hummed with the sound of their wings. Liv tried to swat them away.
Greg, this is a nightmare. They're attacking us. Roaches are not supposed to do that.
A squadron of roaches soared at me. They landed on my head. I could feel their legs, hundreds of roach legs crawling over my scalp. I scratched and scratched, and they flew into my ears. They scuttled across my face. Their sharp legs pricked my eyelids. I shook my head wildly, trying to get them off. A brown cloud of insects dove for Liv. Watch out, Liv! A roach flew into my mouth, and it lodged in my throat. Ugh, I think I'm going to heave. I opened my mouth and forced myself to cough. I bent over and coughed hard. Finally, the bug flew out of my mouth. I collapsed on the floor, and the floor crunched. Ugh, gross, gross. Liv leaped off the bed.
We can't catch as many roaches. We gotta get out of here. They're out of control.
She raced into the hallway. I ran after her. Oh, no! The hall was a moving brown river of roaches. I raced for the steps and froze. Thousands of roaches swarmed down the stairs. They crawled along the banister. They scuttled along the walls. They soared through the air. Suddenly, I saw my mom run by at the bottom of the stairs. She was chasing after them with a dish towel. She spotted me, her eyes wide with panic. All the color had drained from her face.
Greg, help! Get the bug spray! Hurry!
Mom kept swatting and chasing after the disgusting bugs. I tore back upstairs. Cockroaches crunched under my pounding feet. I grabbed the trick-or-treat bag. I shook it to make sure it was empty. I grabbed Liv and we ran out of the house. Don't worry, just follow me.
Follow you where?
We have to see that old lady. She's the only one who can help us. It's her bag. She knows how it works. She'll get rid of them. We're going to Fear Street. Fear Street was as spooky as ever. The late afternoon sun had faded, and the street lights should have been on, but they weren't. I grabbed Liv's arm to stop her.
This is it.
We stood directly in front of the old woman's house. We walked up the path to the front door. I knocked softly at first. No answer. Liv started to back away.
I think this is a big mistake. Look, don't knock again. We'll figure out how to get rid of the roaches ourselves. I really think we should go home.
I knocked again, a little harder this time. The door creaked open. A strong hand grasped my wrist and pulled me inside the house. It was the old woman.
I'm so glad to see you. I knew you'd be back.
Liv and I stepped into the house and stood close together in the big living room. It looked as creepy as it did the first time we were in here. The pink and purple crystals glowed in the candlelight, The owl stared down at us. Ricky still sat on the same shredded couch. He was staring at us, too. The clocks ticked. The old woman placed a hand on my shoulder. A chill swept through my body.
I see you brought back the bag. I knew you would. I knew you'd come back to thank me.
I have a question to ask you. See, I have these roaches in my house.
The old woman put her other hand on Liv's shoulder.
Come in. Sit down.
Then she shoved us toward the crumbling couch. Liv almost fell over me as we stumbled toward the couch.
My mother will be here to pick us up soon, and we can't stay very long.
Yes, I'm sure your mother will be here soon. Don't worry, we have plenty of time. Now sit!
We sat down beside Ricky. He didn't say a word. The woman reached out and snatched the bag from me.
Thanks for returning this. I hope you enjoyed it. Now I'll show you some other tricks you can do with it.
It's okay. We can come back another time to see tricks. I actually needed to ask you about these roaches that are all over my house. But I guess now is not a good time. We really have to be going now.
I stood up to leave. The old lady's face hardened. She pushed me back down on the couch.
You're not going anywhere. Not until I show you some magic. I know a lot of tricks and a lot of spells. I could put a spell on you right now. In a blink. And you wouldn't even know it happened.
I glanced at the table beside the couch. At the book I had seen before. The one that said magic in gold letters. The old woman smiled a creepy grin at me. Her eyes were cold.
Ricky, come here. Let's show these two what this bag can do.
Ricky didn't move. His lower lip started to tremble. The old woman scowled at him.
Ricky! Now!
Ricky stood up. His whole body was trembling now. He walked over to the old woman. He looked back at us. I could see terror in his eyes. Suddenly, the old woman lifted the trick-or-treat bag and yanked it down over Ricky's head.
I'm so fancy boy in trouble.
Ricky cried out.
Yes!
The old lady whipped the bag off Ricky, and he was gone.
What did you do with Ricky? Where did he go?
Go? Why, he hasn't gone anywhere. He's right here.
She pointed her bony finger at the floor. I looked down. There was Ricky, hunched on the floor. But he wasn't Ricky anymore. He was a frog. His eyes bulged out as he met my stare.
Well, that was a good trick, wasn't it? Now that I'm all warmed up, what shall I do with you two?
I need some new pets. Let me see, llama? Nah, too big for a house pet. Goats? Goats! Goats! Oh, you'd make a sweet pair of goats!
Liv's eyes searched the room for a door, a window, any way out.
I don't want to be a goat. I want to go home.
Squeal, squeal, squeal. I think I'll make you a pig. Doesn't she sound like a pig?
I don't want to be a pig either, Greg. Do something.
What could I do? I could hardly even breathe. The old woman turned to Liv and smiled her creepy grin.
Don't worry, honey. I won't turn you into a pig.
Oh, thank you.
That spell's too complicated. Besides, I can't remember it.
The old woman looked down. Frog Ricky was sitting at her feet, quietly croaking. When the old woman looked up again, she had a huge, evil grin on her face.
That's it. I'll turn you both into frogs. I do love frogs. And Ricky could use some new friends. Okay. Frogs it is. Which one of you wants to go first?
The old woman approached us slowly, swinging the trick-or-treat bag in her hand. I grabbed Liv's hand and ran to a narrow archway that led to the next room. That had to be the way out. But as soon as we reached the arch, a door swung closed from the other side, slamming in our faces.
I told you, I know all sorts of tricks. Now come here before I lose my patience. If you don't cooperate, I'll make your frog skin bubble with oil.
Liv and I just stood there, trembling.
Is somebody going to speak? No? Well, fine. I'll choose. Better say goodbye to your friend now, because in a few seconds you'll only be able to croak.
She lifted the bag and started to lower it over my head. Suddenly, I couldn't move. It was as if my arms were strapped to my sides. My legs rooted to the floor. The old woman lowered the bag slowly over my head, and there was nothing I could do to stop her. The silky fabric slid over my hair, over my forehead. My face grew warm. My skin began to tingle. Suddenly, Liv kicked the woman hard in the shin.
Leave him alone!
Ow! You little beastie!
The kick must have broken her concentration or something, because I suddenly could move again. My hands shot up. I ripped the bag from the old lady's grasp and quickly slipped the bag over her head. I yanked it down, over her face, over her chin, and down to her shoulders. The old woman twisted inside the bag, struggling to break free. Hold her arms, Liv! Don't let her out!
Do this to me!
She struggled harder. She twisted her body fiercely, left and right. She squirmed and kicked. She tried to grab for me, but Liv held her arms in place. And then I lifted the bag from her head and let her out. And in what seemed to be like the blink of an eye, two identical old women stood before me.
Oh no, Greg! There are two of them! What have you done?
One of the old women sneered at Liv.
He didn't do anything. I did it. Now there are two of us. Two of us to get the two of you. Two of us to get the two of you.
Liv and I bolted. But those old ladies were fast. One chased Liv around the couch. The other reached out and grabbed for my arm. She caught my sleeve and tugged me down toward her, hard.
Give me that bag!
No!
I swung the bag behind my back, out of her reach. The other woman caught Liv. She held her tightly. She glared at the old woman who held me.
I want that trick-or-treat bag! You wouldn't know what to do with it! Oh, yes, I would. I want that bag!
I couldn't tell which old lady was which anymore. The one who held Liv shifted her gaze toward me.
Give it to me, boy. Give me the bag, and I'll let you go.
Liv struggled against the old woman's grasp.
Don't believe her, Greg! Don't give it to her! Don't let either of them have it!
Everyone's eyes remained on the bag. I had to think fast. What should I do? And suddenly, I knew exactly what to do. I held out the bag to the woman who held Liv.
You want it? Come and get it.
The old woman let Liv go and lunged for the bag. The woman who held me pounced for the bag too and let me go.
No! The bag is mine! No! The bag is mine! Mine!
My plan worked. We were free. I leaped back, back out of the reach of both women. They grabbed for me, but I wasn't there anymore. They both fell to the floor. And I still held the trick-or-treat bag in my hand. The old women struggled to their feet.
Stop them! They're getting away with the bag!
I tried to turn the doorknob. It wouldn't move. I tried to yank the door open. It wouldn't budge. The two horrible old women stood before us. Before I knew what was happening, one of them reached out and snatched the bag from me. She turned to her twin.
Time for you to go.
She lifted the bag. She started to bring it down over the other old lady's head. The twin pushed her away and scrambled across the room. She grabbed a pink crystal from a nearby table. She held it in front of a candle's flame. She stared into its warm pink glow. Then she pointed a bony finger at her twin.
I'm gonna finish you off. This house isn't big enough for the two of us.
The other woman's eyes darted frantically around the room, searching, searching for something. Then she found it. The book called Magic. She picked it up and flipped madly through its pages.
Sister, I'm gonna finish you off. Now, where is that spell?
The first old woman continued to stare deep into the crystal. She held it before the flame. She stared at it in a trance. Then she began to chant.
Glowing crystal, glowing bright, gathering strength and candlelight, this old woman we will banish with your power. Make her vanish!
The other woman dropped the magic book and reached out for the crystal.
Stop that, Katie!
They both held onto the crystal tightly, and they both screamed out at the last part of the chant.
The one who holds the crystal near will make the other disappear!
Oops, oops.
There was a moment of absolute silence. No one moved, no one breathed. Even the clock stopped ticking. And then, both old ladies started to fade. They faded and faded. In a few seconds, we could see right through them. And then, they disappeared. Liv and I charged out the front door. We didn't stop running until we reached my house. Liv plopped down on the porch steps.
I can't believe that happened. I just can't believe it. I'm never going to Fear Street again. Never. Hey, how'd you get that?
She pointed to the trick-or-treat bag I held.
I grabbed it off the floor when we ran out of the house, but don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it? What do you mean, don't worry about it? You can't use it again. That bag is trouble. You have to get rid of it.
I know. That's why I took it. I'm going to bury it somewhere. A safe place where no one can find it.
You promise?
I promise. I'm not going to use it. I've learned my lesson. It's much too dangerous. Really, I've learned my lesson.
The next day, Liv came over. As I opened up the front door, I heard meowing. Princess rubbed up against Liv's leg.
Hey, look who's back.
Liv leaped across the porch away from the cat. Princess just looked up and purred. Then she sauntered through the door. Liv let out a sigh of relief.
Phew. I guess that is the real princess. And Muffin's back, too. He chased me most of the way here. Is it, safe to come in?
The cockroaches are gone. Mom called an exterminator. But she is still pretty upset.
Liv stepped inside.
And what about the bag? Did you hide the trick-or-treat bag?
Yes.
Did you hide it where no one will find it?
Mm-hmm. I buried it under some rocks in Shadyside Park. But first, I used it one more time.
What do you mean? How could you? You promised. What'd you do with it?
Calm down. Come up to my room and I'll show you.
I opened my bedroom door very slowly. Liv peeked in.
Greg!
Hi, Liv.
Hi, Liv.
Hi, Liv.
Hi, Liv.
Hi, Liv.
Hi, Liv.
Hi, Liv. Hi, Liv.
One of the Gregs in my room waved to her. He sat on the floor refolding my shirts. When he was finished, another Greg organized them in my drawer by color. A different Greg tucked the sheet under my mattress. Then he smoothed the blanket out on top, while another crawled under the bed with a feather duster. My room was filled with 10 Gregs. 10 of me. Liv stared at all the Gregs, shaking her head.
You made copies of yourself? What are they doing?
They're cleaning. They're like me, but not exactly. You see, they're neat.
One of the Gregs dusted off my baseball trophy.
We're finally going to beat Derek.
Yes. 10 Gregs and only one
Derek. Yes.
10 Gregs and only one Derek. And only one Derek.
Yes. 10 Gregs and only one Derek.
10 Gregs and only one Derek.
Liv looked sort of pale. She walked over to the window.
I need some air.
This is the day, Liv. Today is my lucky day. Today's the day I win. There are 10 of me and only one of him. Derek will never beat that. Never. Right, Gregs?
From now on, Greg will always be the winner.
Liv stared outside.
I wouldn't be too sure of that.
I stepped up to the window.
Huh? What are you talking about?
I pushed the curtain aside. There was Derek, marching up to my house. In his hand, he carried the magic trick-or-treat bag. Next to him walked another Derek. And next to that Derek, another. And another. And another. And another. I counted the Dereks.
Oh, no. No!
There were 10 of me, but there were 20 of him.
Thank you.
Poor Greg. He found out the truth about trick-or-treating on Fear Street. Lots more tricks than treats. This is R.L. Stein. I'll be back soon with some more tricks for you. Remember, the ghosts of Fear Street, they'll haunt you forever.
R.L. Stein's Ghosts of Fear Street, Halloween Bugs Me, was created by Parachute Press and published by Minstrel Books. The role of Greg was played by Danny Tamborelli. Liv was played by Scarlett Johansson. Derek by Craig Lawler. Mom by Kathleen McNenny. Ricky by Michael Schiffman, and featuring Rita Moreno as the scary old lady. It was adapted for audio by Lawrence Axman. The recording engineer was Paul Fowler. Editing and post-production by Rick Bradley. Original music composed and performed by Ari Frankel. The associate producer was Florence Burrow Adams. Halloween Bugs Me was produced and directed by Susan Perrin. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Also available from Simon & Schuster Audio, R.L. Stein's Ghosts of Fear Street, Three Evil Wishes, The Creature from Club Laguna, and Why I'm Not Afraid of Ghosts.